May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله أستاذ welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. It is, mashallah, our brother Adil Bhai, mashallah. Adil Bhai, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Mashallah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
You're not nervous, are you?
Hopefully not after.
Mashallah. Let's start our program. I've had a few people sending me messages during the day, inshallah, Azawajal. And someone wanted a wazifa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am having sometimes mood swings and I feel very uncomfortable at home. Is there anything that I could have? Mood swings, yani, kabhi ghussa, kabhi ye. So, inshallah, azawajal. The main thing is that whenever you do have the mood swings, please remember, do not get angry. Because the scholars, they mention that when a person gets angry, the shaitan runs in his body just like blood does. And it's the shaitan that will make many, you know, wrong judgments as well. So hopefully what happens sometimes when you get angry, maybe you're shouting at the kids and you might be slapping them around, which is not a good thing to do. And we need to understand that, inshallah, by acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we can try to avoid that as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Is there anything that I could have for ringing ears? Can't bole. So, inshallah, we will try to give you something regarding that as well. One final one is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that I could do? I'm really worried about my children. They do not listen to me. Every day we have problems at home. Is there any wazifa that I could read to calm them down, as they are two brothers and sisters and all the time they are arguing with one another. Our house looks like that we are all enemies with each other. I sometimes have arguments with my children and with my husband, and sometimes I really get worried as to what is going to happen. Allah make it easier, inshallah, Azawajal. Very important thing, inshallah, Adil Bhai, if you can try to get the wazifs for that as well. I think it's very important that we need to understand that all these kind of things, obviously, it's the shaitan that is wanting the people not to have that good environment at home as well. So please make sure that if any of these things do happen in the house, always stay calm. Don't make any harsh decisions. Don't make any harsh judgments, inshallah, Azawajal. Sit down, have something to eat, have something to drink. The scholars, they say that if you feel angry, then sit down, perform wuzu, offer two rakat salah, or just move out of the room. And like this Islamic sister mentioned, sent him a message that she's having problems with the children. Inshallah, we'll try to give you a wazifa for your child as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah ta'ala give them shifa and aqle saleem. But you need to remember that when these kind of things do happen at home, you don't want to be making things worse for yourself. So if these kids are fighting with one another, and you haven't mentioned what age they are, but even if they are in their youth age, that is a very, very critical age. And we need to be really thinking before we do anything harsh. Now what we're going to do is, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Adil Bhai, whenever you're ready, let me know.
Labbaik,
inshallah. Labbaik, mashallah.
Afsabaz, obviously, one Islam brother obviously text you. They're saying they have some sort of issue in the home, and sometimes obviously they can't feel, you know. One wazifa which is alhamdulillah, if they're doing it constantly, you know, when they have a feeling like this, hopefully with that, inshallah, they will be clear everything, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Which is, I'm going to just mention it. if they can write it down or they remember it, hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, will be helpful. So, wazifa is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim. So whenever they feel any difficulties or any sort of anxiety or a little bit, you know, pressure, so just keep reading this one. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, they will be clear.
Inshallah.
Another one, Islam brothers was saying that his ear was ringing or some sort of noises in there. So may Allah Ta'ala give them a cure.
About it sometimes as well. You know, it's really uncomfortable.
Yes.
Really uncomfortable.
There is also some sort of issues with the plenty of Islam brothers have, maybe Islam sister as well. So I'll mention one wazifa, which is alhamdulillah, it's beautiful wazifa. Whoever decides Ya Sami'u,
Ya Sami'u,
100 times daily without talking and then makes dua, he will be attained whatever was asked for it. So hopefully we'll be cured with this issue as well, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ya Sami'u, 100 times.
Ya Sami'u.
I will, inshallah, mention it. Another wazifa for even the child or younger, even kids, you know, even the oldest, they can.
Who does the wazifa? The parents or?
Parents are going to do it for the child, especially the mom, obviously, they need to do it.
Because
they have a more closer to the kids. So hopefully, with that, inshallah, they will be beneficial, inshallah. 21 times, Ya Shahidu.
Ya Shahidu.
Ji. Ya Shahidu. 21 times in the morning before sunrise. With one hand on the forehead of a disobedient child. So hopefully with that, inshallah, if they're going to keep doing every day, hopefully.
What if they put the hand on the forehead and he wakes up? Mom, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to kill me?
Hopefully it's not going to happen like this, inshallah. If they do it in a nice way, hopefully they're not going to wake up. They can do this wazifa. Hopefully with that, inshallah, the disobedient child will be obey
mashallah, he will become obedient to his parents,
inshallah.
And you know, especially we do have this problem where a lot of parents are worried about their children, you know, because one of the thing is maybe our environment at home is not an Islamic environment, and that's why we're probably having these issues as well.
Definitely, nowadays obviously we go computer, mobile, everything at home, and plenty of childs are. Even I was on the istihara room, obviously. Sometimes people comes over there and mentioned it. So when we ask them, do they play games or do they have a computer or mobile? They say, yes.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. For that reason, obviously, whatever they're learning from them, they are doing at home as well.
You know, I think, mashallah, what Adil Bhai mentioned is very important. You know, our children, sometimes what we do is, you know, sometimes this is the kind of attitude the parents have, and that is the wrong attitude to have, because you're giving your child, you know, this is a double-edged sword, you know, because your child doesn't know how to control this. I've got the monthly magazine of Dawat Islamiyah in front of me, and it's talking about nurturing the children. It says, do not merely give your children a small amount of time when you are exhausted. This is another thing. We don't give time to our children. And that's because of that, our children, they don't get that tarbiyah, they don't get that, you know, the parents' love. Normally, for example, if mom and dad are both working, they'll drop the children off at the kindergarten or the nursery, and they'll come back from work and pick them up from there. So all day, who's been doing the tarbiyah? Non-Muslims. When they come back home, what are they going to learn? So it's very important that instead of them, you know, giving them a bit of time when you are tired. You know, for example, if I ask myself when I go back home, and my children, alhamdulillah, you know, four of them have grown up. We only got one little clocky left. He's about 5 years old, mashallah. But I try to give him that time as well. Sometimes we'll play with him, joke around with him, make sure you ask him a few questions. Have you been to the madrasa? What did you learn at school? So give that time to them as well, and make sure you are fresh, not when you are tired. Ji, mashallah.
That's right, Afsab, as you mentioned, obviously. If we're not going to give it time as a parent, they're going to learn whatever is outside the world.
So
in this way, then obviously they're not going to listen the parents, you know. Even the friends and family, they don't care about it. They're just going outside and whatever they wanted, they're going to do it. So
basically what's going to happen is instead of you giving them time, other people give them time and they become friends with them. Now, exactly. Who are these other people? These other people might be bad influence. They might be bad. And your children will pick up a lot of bad habits from there. So make sure that whenever we do give time to our children, we make sure that we give them that full time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is there anything that I could read for my son? Because he is very naughty. Very straightforward message. You know, his son, I think he does same wazifa.
Same wazifa, yeah. Just if they do it, if they want any extra, for example, tabizat or any protection things, then they can contact our Sahara office as well, and they can come on the maktab as well.
MashaAllah. You
know, alhamdulillah, maktab.
So. And I think our Istikhara office is open 7 days now.
7 days.
Now with the Istikhara, alhamdulillah, lines are open 7 days a week. So you can ring them anytime. And if you want to know where the closest basta is, where you can get the tabizat, I would recommend you to go there as well. And inshallah, we'll give them some tabizat as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you help me with my family issues? We're getting a lot of family problems today, aren't we? Allahu Akbar.
Allah Ta'ala.
Husband and wife always argue over little things. We do regret it later, but I'm worried the day then we get out of control. Okay, so basically, what is it that you are arguing against? Is it financially, whatever it is? Then you need to understand, you need to make sure that you keep it calm. So any wazifa for them to read at home to keep them?
Yes, alhamdulillah, there is one wazifa. They do, especially on the Friday, this wazifa is, and blessings for with the Friday, obviously, they're going to hopefully get everything sorted, inshallah. Wazifa is Ya'wadudu 1001 time. But how they're going to do it, that's it's going to be a pink salt over here. Obviously, they, in the UK, they call the pink salt.
Okay.
But in Pakistan, we call Lahori Nimak.
Lahori Nimak, ji.
If they get that one, and on a Friday, after Friday prayer, they need to do it in a way, which is the first 10 times they're going to read through the Pak. And then this, especially, Ism of Allah, Ya'wadudu, 1001 times. And then after that 10 times again through the park, they're going to read it. Once they complete it, then they had to blow it on the salt. And that salt, they can mix it in a normal salt, which is at home when they're making any so they can mix it in that. Hopefully, whoever is going to eat it at home, they will be, inshallah, azawajal, loving it.
Inshallah, azawajal. I think, did we not have Amir al-Sunnah's dumb salt sometime?
Hopefully,
yeah,
we will get, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah, azawajal. So alhamdulillah, if you're the one who sent us the message, so very easy, recite 10 times Durood-e-Pak, then Ya Wadudu 1001 times, and then 10 times Durood-e-Pak as well. Blow on the salt, that pink salt, and then mix that pink salt with normal salt at home, and inshallah, everyone can use, and that will bring love and harmony inside the house, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. My son is 3 years old and does not communicate. His name is, and the mother's name, code word, blue. So anything that we could give them, the son doesn't talk, he's 3 years old, he doesn't communicate. Inshallah, if you can look for that whenever you're
inshallah,
ready.
Inshallah, they can ring on the Istihara number, they can do the Istihara as well. If he's in
they've
that
given age, me the details, so I'm going to pass it on. So I'm
hopefully with that, inshallah, find out.
Another message has come. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is, would you like to do Istihara for me, please, my son? So for your son, okay, not you. He always feels tired and fatigued. He does not like going to work. Is there anything that we can help him with? Okay. Inshallah, we can do the istikhara, but you need to tell me what your son's name is, what your son's mother's name is. Once you send me that, I'll do the istikhara for him. But at this moment in time, we'll try to get you a wazifa for getting fatigued and tired.
Okay. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum assalam. Please do istikhara for my son. His name is... he is most of the time upset with parents, brothers and sisters. He's a very nice person, but few months ago, he's all the time upset. Please do istikhara for him, code word Madina, Madina. Inshallah, we will try to get this istikhara done as well. The other thing is, you know, sit him down and ask him what the problem is. Maybe he's got an issue, maybe he's suffering from something, maybe someone's bullying him in a school or somewhere. I just sit him down, ask him what the problem is. And if he doesn't open up, then inshallah, we'll do, like I said, you've given me the istikhara, we'll do the istikhara for him, we'll find out what the problem is. And hopefully, inshallah, we'll give you a wazifa as well. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that gives shifa. We can always try, make dua as well, but shifa comes from Allah. So hopefully, whatever wazifa we do give you, you need to believe in that as well. That's a very important factor. You need to believe in what you are doing. Because if you say, oh, we'll see, we'll try if it works or not. You know, Allah Ta'ala's beautiful name is not something that we try. It's 100% inshallah.
Inshallah. As obviously, Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahle Sunnah says, whoever reads Durood Pak, all tiredness, all worries will be removed, inshallah. The one wazifa which is really, really powerful. If the person every day does it, hopefully he fill all desires, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Which is qallat hilati anta wasilati adrikni ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if the person, whoever have a difficulties or tiredness or any sort of issues, they keep reading this one during the day and remembering the whatever problem they have. They need to keep it in the mind and read in it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, when they're going to do the dua, hopefully the all worries, all tiredness will be removed, inshallah. Another wazifa, which is the Amir al-Sunnat mentioned there, Ya Quddusu, whoever reads whilst working or whilst in the safar as well, with that as well, inshallah, they get removed tiredness and all worries, inshallah.
MashaAllah, I'll go through monthly magazine as well. Now this is a section where we have Darul Iftah Ahl Sunnah, and there's a question here. Question: what do scholars of Islam say about the following matter? Some people light candles in their homes on Thursdays, even though there is no practical need. They only do so because, according to them, the souls of the righteous will visit as a result, among other reasons. Please explain the Islamic stance, if any, about this matter. So again, someone's asked a question, can you light candles on a Thursday because they believe the souls come to the house? And Mufti Hashim Saab, who is a Mufti of Dawat Islami, has replied, lighting candles believing that the souls of the righteous will visit is an invalid and baseless belief. Lighting a candle for this purpose is an invalid reason, which itself is a bid'ah, wastage and impermissible. In normal circumstances, here he says, what do the scholars of Islam say about the following matter? Are sports in which the face is struck permissible, such as boxing? You know, a lot of people do boxing. They want to be the next boxing champions. What does Mufti Saab say? In normal circumstances, boxing and other sports in which the face is hit are impermissible and haram for several reasons. Number one, it is haram to strike the face of a human without a valid reason. In fact, when Islamic courts of law sentenced someone to a judicial corporal punishment, it was still not permissible to hit the convict in the face. It is even prohibited to throw water on the face with force during wuzu. Thus, if it is not permitted to strike the face when enforcing judicial punishment, nor to throw water on the face with force whilst making wuzu, how can permission be given for sports in which striking the face is a key feature? In these sports, the reserved parts of the body, aura, that must be concealed are usually exposed. Unnecessarily exposing these body parts is impermissible and haram, even in solitude. So how great of a sin will it be to expose them in front of others? Such sports are from a trivial entertainment and amusement which has no religious or worldly benefit. Every form of trivialty is at the very least disliked, makruh, and not allowed. Thus, if a form of entertainment also has an impermissible element, such as sports which involve hitting the face, it will be impermissible and haram. So a very important judgment there. Now some people, the shaitan will say, oh, what kind of fatwa is that? Everyone's doing it, you know. So that doesn't make you, you know, the give us the permission. You know, people drink alcohol, that doesn't mean that we start drinking it. People drink, eat pork, that doesn't mean that we can do the same. So it's very important. Inshallah, well, I've got a question, we'll put that through first. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Is I've been suffering from stomach issues for a few days now. I thought maybe it's just that I am ill. Please, is there anything that you can do to help me? I get these stomach cramps. Jazakallah. Stomach cramps.
Yes, nowadays after Corona, I've received plenty of calls as well.
Okay.
With Tahara. They have some sort of stomach issues. But one wazifa, which is alhamdulillah, is very beautiful for every type of illness. If they keep doing that one, hopefully with that, inshallah, they will be cured. Ya salamu.
Ya salamu.
111 times before and after Durood-e Pak, blow on the water and drink it.
Does it have to be water or can it be mango juice or something like that as well?
Can be, but obviously it depends on the person, you know. If they drink, obviously making some sort of issue for them, that shouldn't be.
MashaAllah. No, I should go to whether I hold not healthy. Make sure
on the water, on the water is best, or they can blow it on.
We'll stick to water. Forget what I said.
With the water, hopefully they will cure as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. So Ya Salamu 111 times. Read that. Do them, blow on water, drink. Allah Azza wa Jal will give shifa, inshallah. And it's a very, very mujarrab. It's a very strong and active wazifa that many people, I've used it myself as well, alhamdulillah. You know, again, like I said, we're not going to have a doubt in it. Will it work or will it not work? It'll definitely work because
inshallah.
It is the name of Allah Salam. Okay, question. Again, I'm going to be reading from the magazine. What do the scholars of Islam say about the following matter? If a person has a gold tooth fixed in their mouth and they die, will this tooth be removed or will they be buried with it? Will burying them without removing it be deemed a waste of wealth? The tooth is not easily removed and requires either a surgical procedure or tearing it out. Allahu Akbar. I've seen a lot of some people with a gold tooth. What is the answer? If a gold tooth is fixed in the mouth of the deceased in such a way that it is not possible to remove it without operating, causing damage or causing harm, then it will not be removed. The deceased will be buried with it. Islam gives respect and honor to the Muslim, whether dead or alive, and it is not permissible to treat a deceased Muslim in a way that will cause them harm or pain. A hadith mentions that breaking the deceased person's bone and causing them pain is like breaking their bone and causing them pain during their lifetime. Operating or causing damage to remove a fixed tooth will also result in pain and a violation of dignity. Therefore, removing it will be impermissible. As far as the matter of wasting wealth is concerned, then no doubt Islam emphasizes preserving wealth and declares it impermissible to waste it. However, it is not being wasted through reason here. Rather, it is being done to protect the deceased Muslim from pain and harm. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. So it's a very beautiful, lengthy fatwa. Wazifa time. Do you want to do the wazifa?
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Spiritual Cure. Today's Spiritual Cure is Ya Basiru, Ya Basiru, Ya Basiru. Whoever invoke this 7 times every day at the time of Asr, i.e. from the beginning of Asr timing until sunset, will not suffer sudden death. InshaAllah. So Ya Basiru, just write it down, Islam brothers who are watching the Madani channels, just write it down this wazifa and do this Asr time till sunset, and do this wazifa every day. Hopefully you will be inshaAllah no gonna have sudden death, inshaAllah.
MashaAllah. So this was the wazifa of today, Ya Basiru. So a protection from sudden death. So inshallah as well, that will be very good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
I've got a few more questions, inshallah as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My cousin is in hospital and he's had a heart attack. Please, can you tell me what I could read, and I could, inshallah, azawajal, give the family to read as well.
Okay. I'll find it, inshallah, for his heart.
So, inshallah, just heart attack. Another one. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm out of job at this moment in time. Is there anything that I could read to get a good job, as I do need a job very urgently? Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala bless you and make it easier for you, and may you find a good, permissible job, inshallah. Remember, having a job is a good thing, but which type of job? It has to be a permissible job, something that you, Islam gives us ijazah. Sometimes a person, he comes to a stage where, ma'azallah, he doesn't understand how important it is to have a good job, but to have a halal earning. People sometimes, they're so desperate to have a job, they'll do anything, and even that will be impermissible. So make sure that the job that you are doing is permissible, and inshallah you'll gain blessings from that as well, inshallah. Washing the ihram. This is a Madani Muzakara. Again, this is in the magazine. Madani Muzakara, some questions and answers that were asked from Amir al-Sunnat. Is it necessary to wash the ihram after performing Hajj and Umrah? Some people say that it must be washed if it has hair on it. Is this correct? Answer. It is not necessary to wash the ihram after performing Hajj or Umrah. If it is impure, it must be washed and made pure. If it is not impure but simply dirty, then it is advisable to wash it. If someone wants to do another Umrah and the ihram is not dirty, then it is not necessary to wash it. As human hair is pure, it is not necessary to wash the ihram if there is hair on it. So again, very easy, beautiful, mashallah, answer from Amir al-Sunnat. Question. When meeting others, our elderly women often say, may Allah grant you so much sustenance that you cannot manage. Is this permissible? Answer. This is a hyperbolic statement. There is nothing wrong with supplicating like this. So inshallah, if they say that, unnaki ahan diyo inshallah. Haan, smal aya karo. Lekin aya ke inshallah, it's nothing wrong with that. Yes.
As obviously, somebody was have a heart problem. So one wazifa which is a narrated Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala stated, the one who finds hardness in his heart should write Yasin wal Quran al Hakim in a bowl with a zafran and then drink it. Inshallah, his heart will be softened.
Mashallah.
He will be, inshallah, get cured as well. And secondly, if they have any heart issues, heart problems, then they can contact on our maktaba and get tabizat as well. For
inshallah.
Hopefully with that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give them a cure, inshallah.
Wazifa for getting a job?
Wazifa for a job. Ya musabbib al-asbab. Ya musabbib al-asbab. After Isha namaz, just stand outside somewhere, because in this country, obviously, when you're standing in the house, obviously some sort of roof or something is going to be on your head. So you don't need any hat or anything on your head. Just stand outside. You and sky is supposed to be only, nothing else. And then you read Ya Musabbib al-Asbab 500 times before and after Durood-e Pak, and then do dua. Hopefully Allah Ta'ala will make easy for you,
inshallah.
And you will find some sort of good jobs, inshallah.
Inshallah. Anything else that you can give us? What about something, an easy one?
Easy one, Afsab, for a job, I'll mention another one, which is a simple Ya Latifu, 182 times. They had to read it before and after Durood-e Pak and do dua. Hopefully, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for them.
MashaAllah. Ya Latifu. Latifu is the beautiful attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, inshallah, with the blessing of the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, you'll get inshallah a good job as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I always go home at night when I'm alone. I feel a lot of scared. I sometimes feel that I could hear things. Is it just fear, or is there black magic in my house? Again, if you send us your address, maybe, or your own name. Inshallah, with your mother's name, we'll be able to do istikhara. But just to give him a sense of...
Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So I'll give the one wazifa, which is, alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir, Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Laliyah, mentioned plenty of time in a Madri Muzakra as well. Okay. Whoever, after the namaz, just put your right hand on the heart and read Ya Fattahu 7 times before and after Durood Pak. Hopefully with that, inshallah, you're not going to get scared and you will be fine at home as well, inshallah. And regarding house, if you need any you seem to think that there is issue, you can contact on our Istihara number, and then if you are from the Bradford, you can come over here in Fizan Madina, get Tavizat for the house. Hopefully,
Masha'Allah,
you will be fine, inshallah.
MashaAllah. So just to let you know what the Istikhara number is, 01274 733578. Like we said, it's open 7 days now, Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. and Sunday 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Inshallah, Islam brothers. Obviously, when it's Salah time, then they will be offering their Salah. But if, for example, I know some people say that they tried ringing, but they don't pick up the phone. So maybe they are busy, but Inshallah, so they'll keep trying. Inshallah, they will answer. Another question from Amir al-Sunnah. It is said that souls visit the home. If a person changes home, where will the souls go? Yeah, okay. They will probably lost in it. Where do we go now? The souls can locate the house where you live, and they will be able to locate the other house too, because Allah is the one who shows the way.
Subhanallah.
Will we recognize each other on the day of judgment? MashaAllah. Amir al-Sunnah says, if we are not able to recognize each other on the day of judgment, how will we inquire about our rights from others, especially rights that were violated or infringed? Similarly, if we do not have recognition of one another, how will the intercessors intercede? These are clear indications that we will recognize each other on the day of judgment. You know, just imagine if we don't recognize each other. So you can look for me on the day of judgment, I won't even recognize you. But mashallah, a beautiful one, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Just one last one and then we'll go into the istikhara results. Is it permissible for girls to go out with their hair open? Girls to go out with their hair open. Answer: a woman's hair is part of her reserved area, yani her aura. Once a girl reaches the age of puberty, she must conceal her hair from non-mahram men. If she uncovers them before such men, she will be sinful. So it's very important. Again, if you have a good environment at home, inshallah, you'll see. And we've seen many, mashallah, as well, Islamic sisters, daughters covering their hair. Okay. That should be the ruling. Now, if your daughter does not cover her hair at home, or your wife doesn't cover, then there needs to be some kind of, tarbiyat for them. The tarbiyat is not that you start to shout at them, you start, ma'azallah, hitting them. That's not a solution. What you need to do is make them, inshallah, understand, bring them into the mahol of Dawat Islami, try to take them to the weekly ijtimaz of Dawat Islami. They'll learn from that and inshallah, they will start to act upon that as well, inshallah. Sawal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kisi bache ya bade mein buzdali dur karne ka koi wazifa ata farmayega. Inshallah, as well, as soon as we get that, I'll tell you, inshallah. I'm just going to mention the results for the istikhara. Someone requested an istikhara for their 3-year-old son. Again, the istikhara has come back as azmaish. It's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua for him as well. And inshallah, the wazifa that we gave, try to give that wazifa, read that wazifa for him as well, inshallah. Another istikhara request was asked. Code name is Medina. It was regarding child. With the time upset with parents. So he's upset with his brothers and sisters and mom and dad. He has come back as evil eye. So evil eye, nazre bad. Now evil eye, to remove that evil eye, inshallah as well. Adil bhai, you want to tell us the wazifa to remove evil eye?
Inshallah.
The most easiest one that you can remember.
Easiest one, which is a normal, alhamdulillah, everybody can do at home. Which is a normal chili one method. That's what we call in our language, totka. You know, that's alhamdulillah.
Chotke,
all right. So if they get red round chilies, you know, the normally they put in the pakore.
Red round chilies.
Yes, round. Dry, they will get it from the any Asian shop.
Okay.
So if they get those one, seven chilies, hold in the right hand. From the right shoulder, whoever has evil eye, that person obviously, somebody else can do it for them as well. So the right hand from the right shoulder,
Ji.
So seven times clockwise, they're going to go around on his head or
one,
her head, whoever it is.
Two, so seven times around like that.
Yes, seven
okay.
times clockwise. So once they complete his seventh round, then they burn those chilies in the fire.
Okay.
So over here, obviously, if they're going to do it inside, it's going to be a plenty of smell of a chili. They can do it outside as well. They
okay.
can do it on the fire. So once they're doing it, if the smells come bad smell, like a really dirty smell, it's no chili smells,
yeah.
that means they have an evil eye. So they have to do it once, three times, five, seven or 11 times, up to 11
okay.
times, hopefully.
So even if they, if they smell it the first time, do they still have to do it again and again?
Yes.
We have another istikhara request that we had. A code word was attari. It was regarding someone's family back in Pakistan, and they wanted to find out. It has come back as amliyat. It's a sign of magic. So inshallah azza wa jal, I've also got a wazifa for you to read as well, inshallah. If you read ya muhyi ya mumitu, ya muhyi ya mumitu, ya muhyi ya mumitu, it's in the booklet 40 Spiritual Cures, page number 11. Inshallah, so you can download it free of charge from the website of dawatislami.net. Read this wazifa seven times every day and perform dam on yourself. Inshallah, magic will not affect you. So pass this on to your family members in Pakistan. And mashallah, wherever they are from Pakistan, tell them to even go and visit the Tawizat brothers there. And inshallah, they'll give them some Tawizat to wear as well for the protection. Inshallah, so that's all the istikharas that we had. But if any more istikhara requests are coming, we'll definitely do them as well. Inshallah. Another question. Please explain this couplet from Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi. Wo suwe lala zar phirte hain tere din ae bahar phirte hain. From what I understand, lala zar is an orchard, and wo refers to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The couplet describes how the benevolent gaze of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam falls on an orchard, resulting in tere din ae bahar phirte hain. And the fortune of spring itself begins to blossom. MashaAllah, the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they fall upon someone, like they say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful eyes, when they fall upon a dead person, his heart is dead. Allah will revive his heart again. And he will start to become a ba'amal person. Why are the supererogatory units, yani nafal, at the end of the obligatory salah prayed sitting? Okay, why any nafal? Why do we pray them sitting? Supererogatory, yani nafal salah, should also be prayed standing. This earns full reward. Praying them while sitting without a valid excuse earns half the reward. Nevertheless, it is permissible to sit and pray despite having the ability to stand and do so. However, standing is superior, as the hadith states that the salah of the one offering it while sitting is equivalent to half of the one standing. So mashallah, a very beautiful answer there as well by Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah. Question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Please could you do istikhara for my wife to find out if there is any black magic or anything else? She is unwell, in pain and poor sleep. Allah azza wa jal gives her shifa'i kamila, inshallah azza wa jal. We'll do the istikhara for them. Ji, mashallah. Adil bhai, you're in the istikhara office.
Alhamdulillah.
Roughly how many calls do we get a week or a month, whatever you used to tell us?
Hafsab, alhamdulillah, it's quite busy now, slowly, because plenty of calls are coming more now, alhamdulillah, because our timing is obviously extended.
Ji.
Before, our timing was less, and with that, obviously, we are available. So, Roughly, I can say that about 500 calls we are receiving at the moment.
Every month.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
So the increasing, even we get emails as well, which is we obviously provide that service as well. We post the tawizat if needed. So that service obviously, Alhamdulillah, is carry on as well with our side. That's why I said if they need any issues, for example, they need to mention in a written, so they can go on our website www.dawatislami.net Ruhani Ilaj Majlis, which is they're going to click here, and hopefully all pages will be open. So then they can send us a request over there, you know, whatever they need it. So with that, inshallah, we will post it.
MashaAllah. So we do post service as well. Someone's asked a question. Can we recite any Durood Sharif whilst falling asleep, laying down? I was told it's disrespect and you can end up with medical problems. Yeah, we both smiled. So what is the answer? It's no, it's all housewife tales, as they say. There's nothing wrong with that. Alhamdulillah, the scholars do mention that you can recite Durood-e-Pak whilst, you know, you are in wuzu or without wuzu. But the respect is that you tuck your legs in, even when you are reading Durood-e-Pak, or especially when you're reading the verses of the Quran. The respect is that you tuck your legs in, you don't stretch your legs, and you can read the Quran as well. And Durood-e-Pak, there's no problem with that as well, alhamdulillah. So don't worry that you're going to fall into any medical problems. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one. And it's a good job that you've asked this question. Some people don't even ask these kind of questions. They start believing them. I can remember in Ramadan, my mom once came back home and she says, my roza's broken. I goes, how if you got cut my nails? And this Baji was saying that, you know, your roza's broken now. So again, there's nothing like that, mashallah. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, why I answered that is because is to do with this program. And alhamdulillah, I've asked a few people asking me that before as well. So this is a good thing. If you don't understand, you ask people as well, inshallah, Azawajal. We've only got a couple of minutes as well left, inshallah, Azawajal. I just want to remind the viewers that, mashallah, as well, this program, Spiritual Cures, we have it every Friday, 7:30 till 8:30, 1 hour. And inshallah, Azawajal, it's your program, so we need your participation in that as well. Try to spread the message so other people can benefit. Sometimes what happens is you might not need the for yourself, in istikhara or a wazifa, but you might know someone who needs that help. So inshallah, that could be a help as well. We had another istikhara request from an Islamic brother who's about black magic for and worried about his wife. Istikhara has come back as illness. So there's no magic. I don't even call it black magic. Why can't we call it white magic? Yeah, so it's magic. There's no magic or evil eye. But there is a wazifa that you can read. If someone is unable to sleep, has nightmares, feels the pressure of weight during sleep, or feels as if someone is pressing him, should do this practice regularly at the time of sleeping. Spreading the palms of both hands, recite the three quls, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, and Surah An-Nas, once each, and then blow onto them, then pass the hands of the all over the body, including the face, the chest, and the front and the back to the part you can stretch your hands. Then repeat the same second and third time, inshallah, you will see its benefits yourself. Moreover, one can also do this practice to protect himself against jinn, magic, and disaster. MashaAllah, Azwil. Jazakallah, Adil Bhai. How did you find the program?
Alhamdulillah, Sabit. Obviously, we are here for our Islamic brothers and sisters who need the help. So
you were not nervous or anything. That's why we put a glass of water there for you.
Alhamdulillah, so we go company with the Alhamdulillah officer. So
Allah barakatuh, MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for coming. And inshallah, hope to see you next week as well. Inshallah. Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islamic brothers. Inshallah, we're going to see you next week. Take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu
alayhi
wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah